Can chance account for the universe?
Astronaut Guy Gardner, who has seen the Earth from the perspective of the Moon, points out that the more we learn and see about the universe, the more we come to realize that the most ideally suited place for life within the entire solar system is the planet we call home. In other words, life on Earth was designed by a benevolent creator rather than directed by blind chance. First, consider the ideal temperatures on planet Earth, not duplicated on any other known planet in the universe. If we were closer to the sun, we'd fry. If we were farther away, we'd freeze. Furthermore, ocean tides, which are caused by the gravitational pull of the moon, play a crucial role in our survival. If the moon were significantly larger, thereby having a stronger gravitational pull, devastating tidal waves would submerge large areas of land. If the moon were smaller, tidal motion would cease, and the oceans would stagnate and die. Finally, consider plain old tap water. The solid state of most substances is denser than their liquid state, but the opposite is true for water, which explains why ice floats rather than sinks. If water were like virtually any other liquid, it'd freeze from the bottom up rather than from the top down, killing aquatic life, destroying the oxygen supply, and making Earth uninhabitable. From the temperatures to the tides and the tap water and myriad other characteristics that we so easily take for granted, the Earth is an unparalleled planetary masterpiece. Like Handel's Messiah or Da Vinci's Last Supper, it should never be carelessly pawned off as the result of blind evolutionary processes. A verse to consider. Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.